Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
I'm John Batchelor with my colleagues, Andrew McCarthy at National Review Online. That is McCutter, American Greatness. On a Saturday just passed, an ICE special agent detained a man named Mahmoud Khalil, a graduate student at Columbia University. A notice to appear in a federal immigration court in Louisiana, where I understand Mr. Khalil was transported right away. The notice said, this is the Washington Post, he could be deported based on Section 237A4C1 of the Immigration and Nationality Act that says, quote, the Secretary of State has reasonable ground to believe that your presence or activities in the United States would have potentially serious adverse foreign policy consequences for the United States. Mr. Khalil, a young man married to an American citizen, refused to sign the document. The Washington Post is reporting that Secretary Rubio himself said, you have no right to a student visa. You have no right to a green card. My information or the information developed is that you participated in protests and helped organize protests on the campus of Columbia University that intimidated deliberately students of the university. And therefore, so Andy, where's the controversy here? It all straightforward deporting people for threatening the national security of the United States and its citizens.
Yeah, I think my experience with this sort of thing, John, and this goes back to when I was a terrorism prosecutor back in the 90s, is that we debate these issues in the frame of the debate of these issues is these very lofty constitutional principles about free speech and free association, and sometimes religious convictions as well. But when you get down to evidence, when you get down to where the rubber meets the road, it is almost never about purely free speech or free association, et cetera. It's generally about criminal activity. And the law is that under the First Amendment, Congress can't criminalize the mere utterance of words. But you can use speech to prove other crimes. So, for example, if Khalil, and this is the reporting, he says he was a mediator on behalf of the pro-Hamas protesters against the administration of Columbia University. The pro-Hamas protesters were engaged in illegal conduct. The encampment that they had was in violation of a number of campus standards and as well as some criminal laws. And then, of course, they occupied buildings at Hamilton Hall on Columbia's campus and a building also eventually on Barnard's campus as well. That's illegal activity. And, you know, if your role as a mediator is to put pressure on Columbia to make concessions to pro-Hamas people, that's not free speech. That's extortion. So, you know, they want to talk about, his supporters want to talk about this as if it's a free speech case and that he's only being acted against because he's a Muslim and, you know, he is anti-Israeli. But if that's all there was, they wouldn't have taken action against him. He's actually been involved in at least as a fellow traveler of people who were involved in criminal behavior, which is not a free speech issue.
Thaddeus, you have a question.
Well, one of the prisms you can put this through, Andy, is you're a guest in the United States. And you do not have, as a citizen, not being a citizen, you cannot infringe the constitutional rights of U.S. citizens, and you cannot break the laws of the United States and expect to have no consequence to it. Is that so hard to understand?
Well, I think, Thaddeus, if we were just under the Constitution and logic, that would be very easy to understand. It would be undeniable. Where it gets dicey is the way that statutory law has been drawn up, especially in the last, I'd say, sort of since the 1960s going forward, beginning with the push against anti-communists during the Cold War and the conceit by mostly congressional Democrats that the reaction against communists was more threatening than the communists were. And that kind of got transferred to jihadists and their sympathizers in America as well, when in the 90s, when we started to have a problem on that score. And as a result, the way the laws are written, especially for lawful permanent resident aliens, green card holders, who are almost, you know, their rights approximate American citizens' rights more than any other category of alien. You have laws that basically say if you couldn't throw if you couldn't take action against a United States citizen over whatever the activity is, you have a hard time taking it against a lawful permanent resident alien. I don't think that's a problem here, because I think the activity he was engaged in is activity that a citizen would get in trouble in for engaging in, but we'll have to see how it plays out.
The quote from the Secretary of State, who is the determinative here: if you told us that's what you intended to do when you came to America, Mr. Khalil, we would never have let you in. If you do it once, you get in. We're going to revoke it and kick you out. Now, Secretary Rubio, does he have to answer to anybody? That's an opinion we can all nod our heads to, commonsensical. Is there somebody to challenge him? That's an executive decision.
Well, that's a great question, John, because the statute that you read before, which is the basis on which Secretary Rubio is acting, basically says that it's got to be a reasonable judgment by the Secretary of State that the person's presence here is a threat to national security. So obviously the question arises, who gets to decide what's reasonable? I think since we're dealing with foreign policy, it should be the executive branch, which is responsible to the public for national security and foreign policy. But the apologist for Khalil will argue that the way the statute is written, the court should be able to second guess the Secretary of State. So that's something else that'll be litigated.
That is, we have about a minute.
So, Andy, would you have thrown John Lennon out of the United States?
No, but I'm like a Beatles fan.
You know,
So what we have here is a case that is resolved commonsensically, but there's wiggle room enough for his attorneys to make this last for a long time. Is that correct, Andy? Is that
Not necessarily, John, because this isn't a criminal case.
Okay.
And it's proceeding on two tracks. There's an immigration track as well. So I wouldn't bet the ranch that he's going to be here for a long time.
Yes, and the punishment is that he gets to go to a Paris cafe and complain. Andrew McCarthy, which is what you do in a Paris cafe. Andrew McCarthy, National Review Online, that is McCarter, American Greatness.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your social security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.